This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance. Streets north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Well, a second good evening to you. Jack Kramer here at Day Air Park, Dayton, Ohio, home of the Dragons, here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It is Fort Loramie St. Henry in our nightcap. Three games here at the Day Air Park Bob Ross Classic. We've covered the last two for you today. The first game featured Botkins Newton, 2-1 Newton in seven. A walk-off in the bottom of the seventh, Newton defeated Botkins 2-1. In the second game that we covered, 4 p.m. first pitch, Lehman was defeated by West Liberty Salem 7-3. That game concluded at about 5 after 6. First pitch of this next game upcoming is slated for 7. Fort Loramie St. Henry. Fort Loramie 13-5 on the year, St. Henry 13-2. It's a big game. Obviously, it's an interconference clash between the SCAL and the Midwest Athletic Conference, but it's important for seeding, very significant in that regard. St. Henry 13-2 in D6 Northwest District, Fort Loramie 13-5, D7 Southwest District, and the tournament draws are upcoming 1 week from tomorrow. I'm Jack Kramer, pleased to be joined by Bryant Billing, who is with us off and on here on Scores Broadcast. Bryant with the Dayton Daily News took some time out late on this Saturday after a visit to the Wright State University
commencement.
End of the year commencement to be here with us tonight for coverage of Fort Loramie St. Henry. Bryant, glad to have you along. You did not bring about 10 or 15 more degrees with you, however. We are still shrouded in clouds. There's a wind blowing out of the northwest to the southeast. No chance of rain, though. That's about the only good thing you did bring with us, bring for us with regard to weather. But glad to have you aboard. High school baseball, always fun, so unpredictable.
Yes, happy to be here, Jack. Thanks for having me. And it is always fun to watch these games here at Day Air Ballpark. Really neat experience for the kids. I know from previous years talking with coaches and players, everybody always loves it. And I think it's a great experience for the fans to be able to come down and see them play at such a facility, too. And this really is one of the premier minor league baseball facilities, I think, in all the country. The Dragons really do it right here, and it's really nice that they have kept this program of having high school games here going. I don't know off the top of my head what it is, but I think it's well over 15 years at this point they have been doing this.
Right. Two prominent Cincinnati schools collide here tomorrow, and I can't remember which two. St. X and Elder, maybe. No, I'm sorry, Molar. Molar and somebody. And this place will have a really good crowd tomorrow, no doubt about it. It's supposed to be cloudy and chilly again tomorrow, but I know Molar is here tomorrow with another Cincinnati opponent. Of course, Fort Loramie takes part in the Shelby County Athletic League. Redskins sit atop the standings, 8-0 in the league, 13-5 overall, and a 7-1 in league play. The two collide next Thursday. We've got that game for you from Fort Loramie here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna, 13-3 on the year. Fort Loramie, 13-5. Fort Loramie beat Anna at Anna. That's Anna's lone setback in league play. Rushi, 6-2. Botkins, 2-5. Houston, Fairlawn, Jackson Center have all won a game each. Taking a look at the Midwest Athletic Conference, Coldwater leads the standings, 6-0 in league action. Coldwater does have a suspended game to be completed with Delphus St. John's. That game's 4-1. Delphus, bottom of the fourth at Coldwater. But Coldwater is unbeaten, 6-0. St. Henry, 5-2. Fort Recovery, 5-2. Versailles, 4-2. Marion Local, 4-3. Delphus St. John's, 3-2. New Bremen, 3-4. Minster, 2-5. Parkway 1-6, New Knoxville 0-7. Those are the MAC standings. St. Henry coming off a tough loss this past Thursday night at home to Parkway, 6-5 in 9 innings. Parkway upset St. Henry, which lost earlier in the season, 7-3 to Coldwater. St. Henry needed that win on Thursday to stay within a game of Coldwater. Keep in mind, Coldwater's got that suspended game with Delphus St. John's to complete. It's 4-1 Delphus in the fourth. Should be a fine game here tonight. Max Delsite on the mound for St. Henry, 37 innings, 22 hits, 38 strikeouts, 1.7 ERA. He's a senior. Aiden Burning is on the bump for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Burning, a junior, one of the less used starting pitchers for Fort Loramie. Six innings by way of the Redskins stat sheet, 8 hits, 6 strikeouts. You can bet both teams will have reserve pitchers ready should either starter falter. It's a chilly night. You don't want to throw 80, 90 pitches if you don't have to, that's for sure. We'll return with starting lineups in a few minutes. Fort Loramie, St. Henry. Should be a good game, one thing for sure. The Redskins will come out on top. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing from Day Air Park, home of the Dragons in downtown Dayton.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Welcome back to Day Air Park, downtown Dayton, home of the Dragons. Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing. And we've got high school baseball for you again tonight. Fort Loramie St. Henry should be a fine game. Redskins versus the Redskins. Fort Loramie 13-5, St. Henry 13-2. Two outstanding head coaches. Jeff Sanders, head coach of Fort Loramie. Been on board since 2018, the year the Redskins won their last state title, beating Hicksville 8-4. Won the regional that season at Springfield, defeating Minster and Cincinnati Christian. Mike Gast has been the head coach for St. Henry since 2020. Outstanding mentor of that Redskins program. Got his start way back in 2013, varsity assistant at Dublin Scioto. Moved along as junior varsity coach at New Bremen, then a St. Henry assistant coach for 4 years from 16 to 20. He was a catcher on the St. Henry baseball team from 2004 to 2007. Here are your starting lineups for Fort Loramie. The visiting team on the scoreboard Redskins will hit first. Sammy Gubo, DH senior, leads off. Carson Arnold, right field senior, bats second. Dylan Meyer, junior catcher, hits third. Lucas Brandewey is in the outfield. He is in left, junior, batting fourth. Hitting fifth is Jace Ruhenkamp, senior first baseman. Eli Grudich, senior third baseman, hits in the sixth spot. Jace Bornhorst, senior shortstop, seventh. Zach Dews, senior at second base, is eighth. Aiden Burning, the junior pitcher, ninth in the order. Tanner Heckman, sophomore center fielder, is DH four by Sammy Gubo, first man in the lineup. As I mentioned, for St. Henry, the opening nine, including the DH, is as follows. Tate Beckman, junior right fielder, bats first. Drew Langenkamp, catcher, junior second in the order. Owen Zimmerman, senior third baseman, third in the lineup. And then in the order is Jake Schwederman. He is a first baseman and a senior. DH senior Carter LaGuire hits fifth. Shortstop sophomore Austin Zimmerman, sixth. Austin Kunk, second baseman, a junior, seventh. Hudson Schmitz, left fielder, a senior, bats eighth, hitting ninth. Jack Hilsman, center fielder and a senior. Max Delsyth on the mound. He is a senior. He is DH'd for by, as I mentioned, Carter LaGuire, who bats fifth in the order for St. Henry. Roster starting lineups being introduced. We'll say play ball in just a few minutes. It's Fort Loramie St. Henry here at Day Air Park, home of the Dragons in downtown Dayton on scoresbroadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYSmeats.com.
Up here we go from Day Air Park, home of the Dragons. Excuse me, I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Max Delsaith on the mound for St. Henry as he starts off the game against Fort Loramie. Sammy Gubo with the ball upstairs. And then Gubo, the DH here today, fouls to the screen, and it's a ball and a strike. 1-1 in Gubo. Outfield playing Sammy around to the right, center fielder for St. Henry. Shifted into right center, that's Jack Hilsman. Here's the 1-1 pitch by the right-hander Delsaith, and it's a big breaker, a curve. It snaps in on the inside corner for a strike. 1-2. Delsaith has got a good one. Let's see if he goes low and away with another one here to Gubo. Fastball down and in the dirt. 2-2 the count on Gubo for Fort Loramie. Sammy, one of the top hitters in the Redskins lineup this season. Gubo batting at a clip on the year of 345. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Delsaith. Buzzed a fastball in there up around the letters, and Gubo couldn't catch up. One up, one down for Fort Loramie here in the top of the first. Here is Carson Arnold stepping in. Arnold, right field, a senior. As Gubo K's, outfield straightens up. Center fielder more in line with home plate and second base. Nice size gap in left center, left fielder for St. Henry. Shading the line, that's Hudson Schmitz. Curveball down in the dirt for a ball on Carson Arnold. Here's the second delivery by Delsaith. He twists and turns. Fastball called a strike. That was a high strike. Tell you what, if that's a strike all day long, pitchers are going to love it.
Yes.
One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Arnold for Fort Loramie. Delivery is right there again at the letter. Strike two. Nothing in two. Or I should say 1-2 on Arnold for Fort Loramie. We'll check that St. Henry infield defensively for you as Delsaith swings into action. Curveball is plunked out over second and into right center field, a base hit. Excellent piece of batting by Carson Arnold. It was a curveball on the outside corner, maybe off the plate. He stuck his bat out, took a two-thirds swing, and sneaked one in that little area beyond the second baseman in front of the right and center fielder. A hit for Carson Arnold. Carson came into this game with a .400 batting average. He's aboard at first for Dylan Meyer. Solid catcher for the Redskins, swings and smacks a line drive head high right to the left fielder of St. Henry. Boy, had Dylan gotten a little lift on that, it would have been ticketed for extra bases well over the left fielder's head. But it goes down as a hard out, a line drive to Hudson Schmitz in left off the bat of Dylan Meyer. First ball hitting. And now Lucas Brandewey, the junior left fielder, steps in for the Redskins with a runner at first. Good lead for Carson Arnold. Delside throws in the dirt, gets through the catcher, and not finding the location of the ball until late is the runner at first for Fort Loramie. Normally he would have advanced, but he stays put. Previous hitter for Fort Loramie, Dylan Meyer, came into the game at 309. Lucas Brandewey, 361 mark, ahead in the count 2-0 on Delsyth. Two aboard here for Fort Loramie. One out, two out. One aboard, two out in the top of the first inning. Here's a hard ground ball to short. Shortstop for St. Henry slides to his left. Zimmerman makes the play. Shovels to Austin Kunk at second for the force in the top of the first. Four Fort Loramie's in the books. Redskins get a hit, leave a man on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Fort Loramie nothing. And St. Henry coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
The St. Henry Redskins come to bat here in the bottom of the first. Tall, lanky Tate Beckman, first ball hitting, pops high behind third, and Chase Bornhorst ranging into short left field, slides to the ground, and makes a fine play. Not an easy chance, wind blowing, moving that ball around. Bryant, good discipline, but Chase hung in there, went to the turf, but hauled it in.
Absolutely. Catching it on your back on the ground still counts.
So Beckman leads off for St. Henry against Aiden Burning by popping out to short. And here is Drew Langenkamp, junior catcher for St. Henry. Langenkamp at 5.12 by way of batting average. First hitter Beckman was at 4.31. Some real hot hitters at the front of the order here for St. Henry. And the count is a ball, two strikes, one and two on Langenkamp. Outfield pretty much straight away. Room in the gaps. Right fielder for Fort Loramie. Shades the foul line. That's Carson Arnold. Burning throws, outside corner, fastball, strike three looking. Good pitch, but Burning, he'll take that every two-strike count of this game, Brian.
Yes.
Outstanding delivery, right on the black. Here's Owen Zimmerman, third hitter in the order for St. Henry. Nothing-nothing game, bottom of the first. Burning misses with a curveball way outside to Zimmerman. He's at 4.31 on the year. 24 hits on the campaign for Beckman, the leadoff hitter. 22 for Langenkamp. 22 for Zimmerman, who smacks one off Burning. Burning runs off the mound to gobble it up and misplays it. Clutched it once, lost it. Would have been a tough chance. Infield single for Owen Zimmerman as he cracked one back off of Burning, who went about to 25 feet to the first base side of the mound to retrieve it. And on his first grab, didn't connect cleanly with the ball. And aboard at first is Zimmerman, each team with a hit in the first inning. And here's Jake Schwederman, senior first baseman for St. Henry. Jake at 367 on the campaign. He's got two long balls, a couple of homers. Here's a wild pitch, goes beyond Dylan Meyer. And now St. Henry has a man in scoring position, hustling down to second, Owen Zimmerman. Well, one thing about high school baseball, Bryant, you can often measure the outcome of a game by the number of free bases each team gives up on the night.
Yes. The good news for Loramie here is they already have two outs, so they have the opportunity here to take care of business at the plate. Can't afford many more wild pitches, though.
Burning to Schwederman. Towering fly ball, short right field. Second baseman for Fort Loramie's out in the grass. Zach Dews moving toward the line. Catches to register out number three for St. Henry here in the bottom of the first. We go to the second. Quick first inning, no score. Fort Loramie, St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on the website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Jace Ruhenkamp leads off the second for Fort Loramie, and it's a big bounding ball, a two-hopper to third. Charging and gloving is Owen Zimmerman on to first with the throw, and Fort Loramie has registered an out to start the top of the second. No score in this game. Things moving along quickly. Ruhenkamp out, 5-3. Here's Eli Grudich, third baseman for Fort Loramie, standing in. Senior, swinging and a miss, strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Grudich. Left fielder, interestingly, for St. Henry, is way off the line in left center. In the outfield for the Redskins in center and right, shades well right. That's the scouting report on Grudich. The ball, a strike, one and one. Delsyth into the windup. Here's the delivery. Ball stroked in the air to short right field. Second baseman out. Right fielder in for the Redskins. St. Henry right fielder strolls toward the line and catches, and it's out number two. Ball hauled in by Tate Beckman. Two down for Fort Loramie here in the second. Here's Chase Bornhorst. Fort Loramie shortstop stepping in, a senior. And again, St. Henry plays him to the right. Very interesting strategy employed by St. Henry in this game, Bryant. Outfielders shading right-hand batters to the right on a regular basis here in this game.
And if they can pull one off to the left, that's a lot of space that that left fielder is going to try to make up.
Yeah, hard to believe the left fielder for St. Henry is well to the right of the shortstop.
Yes.
As we look out. I don't think I've seen that, except maybe with a left-hand batter in the box. Big curveball by Delsyth to strike. The count's one and two on Bornhorst of Fort Loramie.
Now maybe they can move that goose that's in right field over to left. See if he gets out.
Curveball, swing and a miss. Strike three. Delsyth, the quick inning here in the second. And we've had three very snappy half innings of play. As Chase Bornhorst strikes out, we go to the bottom of inning number two. It's Fort Loramie nothing, St. Henry nothing. St. Henry coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too, online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
of Carter LaGuire, just returning from injury for St. Henry, steps up to the plate in the bottom of the second and clubs a humpback line drive to left toward the line. Left fielder for Fort Loramie can't make the catch. It's Lucas Brandewey. He plays it on a bounce, and LaGuire is aboard with St. Henry's second hit in this game. One on, none out, bottom of the second. And stepping in now is Austin Zimmerman, sophomore shortstop for St. Henry. He's at 302 on the campaign. He scored 15 runs. He's got 9 steals. LaGuire on at first. A bunt foul up the first baseline by Zimmerman. No score in this game. First game of the day here at the Bob Ross Showcase at Day Air Park. Was won 2-1 by Newton over Botkins in the bottom of the seventh. And then West Liberty defeated Lehman Catholic 7-3. Here's a bunt by St. Henry, thrown to first off the mitt of the man covering for Fort Loramie. It rolls away. A coverage by the Redskins second baseman eventually made. Hustling down the ball for Fort Loramie is Zach Dews. Runners on the corner for St. Henry, who threatens seriously now here in inning number two, Bryant.
A great opportunity for them. Runners at the corners. No outs.
Stepping in now, Austin Kunk, junior second baseman for St. Henry. He hits from the right side, takes a strike on the outside corner, just below the letters, nothing and one on Kunk. An error was given to Fort Loramie.
Yes.
On the throw to first that was wide. The runner would have been out. The ball was there in time. Fort Loramie just did not complete the play. There's a ground ball, left side of the diamond. Shortstop moving toward second to cover in case of a steal. Hit and run was on, and the ball bounced through into left. A ground single left field by Kunk. In that 5-6 gap, left side of the diamond, shortstop Bornhorst was shading the second base bag, and St. Henry's got something brewing here, Bryant, in the bottom of the second inning. Two on, a run in.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
Here is Hudson Schmitz, senior left fielder for St. Henry, burning on the bump. Infield in on the corners for Fort Loramie, expecting another bunt from St. Henry. Head coach Mike Gass plays small ball. It's bunted to third. It's a good one. And the throw to first base is going to be way late. Beautifully done. St. Henry's got him loaded. Bunt single to the left side.
And that was a beautiful textbook-looking bunt.
And here is Jack Hilsman for St. Henry, which has a run in. Bases loaded. Three hits in the inning, a hit back in the first, four hits total for St. Henry. Burning in a jam. Fort Loramie needs a force out at the plate. Middle of the diamond, though, it's second and short, is playing pretty deep. Pitches outside, but Burning to the batter Hilsman, center fielder for the St. Henry Redskins. He's got 11 steals on the year. He scored 12 times. Ooh, that pitch is up and in, and it nicked the jersey on his left sleeve. He's aboard at first, and that forces in a run, and it's 2-0 St. Henry.
A really dangerous situation here for Fort Loramie for things to blow open in this inning.
Well, here's the situation. St. Henry's played it 2. Two runs, four hits, bottom of the second, no one out. And St. Henry now features the top of the order, Tate Beckman, who popped out to short to start the game for St. Henry, is in the box now.
Meyer goes out there and has a conversation with Burning.
And he had three messages, strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. Burning on the bump. Facing Beckman, tall, lanky, left-hand batter. Off the plate outside for a ball. No place to put him. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Beckman. Outfield deep, shading the left-hand batter to the right a little bit. Shortstop for Fort Loramie, Bornhorst, is on the edge of the dirt. In fact, he's in short left center field. There's the ball hit right to Bornhorst. He gobbles it up, laterals to second, force out. No throw back to first as the speedy Beckman zipped down the line. Another run scores. It goes as a force, 6-4. A ribby for the hitter Beckman. Three are in. St. Henry's up 3-0. Enters Drew Langenkamp, easy for me to say, with runners on the corners for St. Henry. A fourth run, 90 feet away at third. Bornhorst pulls more toward third at short for Langenkamp. Runner on first is going, no throw, easy steal. But you look down through the stats for this St. Henry team, and you see players with 11 steals, 10 steals, 11 steals, nine more. It's a running club. Runners at second and third for St. Henry. Bottom of the second, 3-0. St. Henry in the lead. Fort Loramie's Aiden Burning in some hot water. He stretches and pitches to Langenkamp. He gets out of the way of it. Ball rolls away from Dylan Meyer. The man on third for St. Henry comes down the line too far, and now he's in a pickle. Throw to third, back to the plate, out. Second out of the inning. Base running miscue by St. Henry. Runner scoots around to third for St. Henry. Two away now, 3-0. St. Henry on top. The count, two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Langenkamp for St. Henry. Pitch got away at the plate. I think the runner on third, Bryant, for St. Henry thought it rolled away a little further than it did.
Yes.
Drew Langenkamp out of the box, steps back in. St. Henry scored three. Fort Loramie trying to limit the damage to those three runs. Fastball up and in, a ball. 2-1 on Langenkamp.
Now this could be a big potential break for Fort Loramie to limit the damage.
Delsyth on the hill for St. Henry has looked good through two. Burning's way upstairs. Three balls and a strike, 3-1. Burning has lost a little bit of command here in this inning, has hit a batter. 3-0 St. Henry lead, bottom of the second. 3-1 pitch to Langenkamp, foul to the screen, it's 3-2. Outfield deep for him. A lot of room in left center, big opening in that gap. Bornhorst for Fort Loramie. Back edge of the dirt at short, extremely deep. Here's the full count pitch on the way to Langenkamp. Skied, out of play to the right, beyond the Fort Loramie dugout. And it's still full at 3-2. Well, so much for our quick start to this game. What, three half innings? The first full frame, top of the second. We got through that much, Bryant, in about, 14, 15 minutes.
Yes.
Curveball around the plate, inside corner, missed it, ball four. And here comes Owen Zimmerman. He was aboard via an infield single in the first inning. Zimmerman finds speed, third baseman, senior for St. Henry. Coming into the game, 22 for 51. At the plate, 23 runs scored, 10 stolen bases. There's another steal for St. Henry. Runner on first takes off in easily. No throw. Second and third for St. Henry. A single scores two more. The count of ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Zimmerman. Burning peers in at Dylan Meyer, gets the pitch call. Deals. Late swing and a foul to the right. The ball, a strike, 1-1. Wind still blowing to right, northwest to the southeast. Here is Burning with a 1-1 count. Big batter here, can't afford to give up any more. Curveball in the dirt, well outside, 2-1. Tell you what, Brian, I'm kind of turned around. Day Air Park actually faces what, pretty much east, east, southeast? Help me.
Yes.
Which one?
East.
So the wind is really pretty much coming in from the north.
Yes.
And there is a delivery on the outside corner, strike two, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, and Owen Zimmerman here for St. Henry in the bottom of the second. St. Henry has placed three on the board and leads Fort Loramie 3-0. Burning stretches, throws in the dirt. It bounces. Dylan Meyer can't find it. Maybe that was a little trick. Dylan acted like he couldn't find it, and he had it all the time. Runner on third, held tightly. Count is full on Zimmerman. This has been, what, a 25-pitch inning, I bet, for Aiden Burning?
I can find that out. It has been a lot, that's for sure.
Got to be in the ballpark.
Yes, you're right on the money, actually, because I think it was a 10 after the first inning, and that's 35.
There's a pitch up and in, popped to first in the air for Ruhenkamp. He backpedals, edge of the grass, right on the foul stripe. He's got it about 20 feet behind the first base bag. Inning over for St. Henry finally. St. Henry Redskins score three and lead the Fort Loramie Redskins 3-0, heading to the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
But the outfield is extremely shallow for Zach Dews. I like head coach Mike Gass' scouting report. He is moving outfielders around against Fort Laramie offensive hitters, and they are way up in left, center, and right, about as close to the infield as you might ever see in a high school baseball game. Dews starts off the top of the third for Fort Laramie. It's a 1-2 count. He just fouled one off, steps back in the box. Third baseman way up. That's Owen Zimmerman for St. Henry. Here's the pitch to Dews. It's in on the back left foot. Zach says that he hit me. Plate umpire shakes his head and says no. Bryant Billing, did you see it either way?
It didn't hit him.
Good acting job of Zach. It winds up being a ball, 2-2 count. Slightly open stance for Zach. Here is the pitcher, Delsyth, who's been rolling right along so far. Winding, fires. Ball lofted. Third base side, curling out of play, about eight rows back. Count remains 2-2. Dews is making Delsyth work here in this at-bat. 316 batting average on the year for Zach. Left-hand batter. Counts 2-2. Redskins hitting, top of the third. Leadoff batter, pitch by Delsyth, is nubbed off the fist to second. St. Henry's second baseman charges. Nice play on the run by Austin Kunk. He grabs, throws to first, out recorded. One down for Fort Laramie here in the third inning. The play goes from 4-3. Fort Laramie at the plate has had one hit so far, that by Carson Arnold, with one down in the first. Here's Aiden Burning, pitcher for Fort Laramie, junior, batting in the ninth spot. Fastball fouled right back our way. About one booth above us. Well, as I look up, that's the roof.
One booth to our left and above us.
There you go. No balls to strike, nothing in one on Burning. Delsyth fires. Burning, towering pop fly, right side, foul ground, near the Fort Laramie dugout, hustling first baseman, Jake Schwederman, he's got it. Nice play by Schwederman in foul ground on the warning track, right in front of the Fort Laramie bench.
Any other fouls that come this way, though, I may be a bit worried, because you've been a target recently, I understand.
Oh, my goodness, yes, a couple times at Rushi. Once here, when we covered Minster against Williamsburg, a foul ball hit the window right in front of me. Thank goodness there was a glass to repel that one. Although I had enough time to react, I might have been able to stick my paws out and drop it. But at Rushi, boy, you're snug in that first base side press box. You're about 30 feet off the line,
right.
up above a little bit. But, man, right-hand batters can scorch one, a foul ball, right at you. And you've got, what, about a second to react, and that's
yes.
it? Count here, no balls, two strikes, nothing in two. On Sammy Gubo, leadoff batter for Fort Laramie. He's the first of nine in the order. Tanner Heckman, sophomore center fielder, is DH'd for by Gubo. There's a high pitch up and in. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. We're in the top of the third. St. Henry plated three in the bottom of the second to lead 3-0. Fort Laramie in this game has had one hit, that by Carson Arnold, back in the first. Delsyth has been on. He's probably kept his pitch count so far to 40, I would say, in that neighborhood. Delsyth winding, pitching to Gubo. Curveball, undercut, fouled over the Fort Laramie dugout. Count remains 1-2.
That was number 34 right there.
Okay, I was going to guess 40, maybe a little fewer than 40. Delsyth economizing his pitches so far. Well, I'd say, Brian, if you can throw, 12 to 14 an inning on the mound, you are conserving your arm extremely well.
Yes.
12 to 14 an inning. Offset a big inning of 20 with a quick one of 9 or 10. That helps. Del Scythe, 1-2 count. Sammy Gubo awaits in the box. Fastball, just missed the outside corner. Catcher for St. Henry held the target. Nice job by Drew Langenkamp. Umpire shook his head. It was off the corner, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and Gubo. Del Scythe got the glove in front of the face, gets the sign, and he strikes out. Gubo looking with heat, letter high on the outside half. Gubo has K'd twice in this game already. Fort Loramie, nothing to show for it. In the third, we go to the fourth. St. Henry 3, Fort Loramie nothing. UnscoresBroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Here we go, bottom of the third, St. Henry batting. And on the mound for Fort Loramie, in relief, Teddy Geyer of Aiden Burning. And first ball hitting Jake Schwederman for Fort Loramie gets jammed. Handle hit pop-up to Bornhorst at short. One out for St. Henry as we start off the bottom of the third. Here is Carter LaGuire. He got things going for St. Henry in that three-run third with a base knock. Here's Geyer firing. Fastball popped high in the air toward the St. Henry dugout alongside third. Oh, what a play by the catcher, Dylan Meyer, hustling over, and he picks it off. Good job by the catcher. Not easy. Well done. Sometimes a third baseman will come down and make that play. In fact, probably more often than not, but Dylan Meyer for Fort Loramie ate that pop-up up. Nice job by him. Well done. Good movement.
Yes.
Out of a stance behind the plate. And LaGuire is retired on the pop-up to the catcher. Here is Austin Zimmerman cutting away, fouling to the right side. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on him. Zimmerman takes one up and in from Geyer. And the count's a ball, a strike, one and one. Geyer's thrown 26 innings on the year so far for Fort Loramie. done a nice job on the mound as Guyer, giving up 20 hits, ERA of 2.6. Here's a fly ball to short right center field. Center fielder for Fort Loramie coming on in and to his left, and it's caught. Nice running catch, but Tanner Heckman for Fort Loramie. We played three full, St. Henry 3, Fort Loramie nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Yep, here we go. Fort Loramie, top of the fourth. St. Henry 3, Fort Loramie nothing. Carson Arnold steps in for Fort Loramie. And the first offering from Delsyth is a strike. Breaking ball outside corner. Arnold's got the lone Fort Loramie hit. A single with one down in the first. Pitch is low. The ball is strike one and one. And believe it or not, the second batter in the order for Fort Loramie. Simply not respected in the outfield by St. Henry, which is up very snug. In fact, they play Carson Arnold way to the right in yes. Center and right field. I tell you, head coach Mike Gast of St. Henry has done some thorough scouting. You would have to have done so to make these kinds of significant adjustments. Two balls, two strikes, two and two now. The count on Arnold for Fort Loramie, top of the fourth. Game moving right along. Delsyth has got the signal from his catcher. And he deals. Breaking ball, punch foul, out of play. I'm not sure if we started right at seven, Bryant, or not. It was close to it.
I think it was a minute or two after.
That's what I thought. Thought it was about 7:02. So we're 53 minutes into this game, top of the fourth inning. St. Henry leads it 3-0. Delsyth throws a breaking ball in and over on the inside corner. It buckled. Carson Arnold frozen by the breaker. He is out on strikes. Here's Dylan Meyer, who lined out to left. He's got one of the hardest hit balls in this game, does Dylan. He scorched one right at the left fielder with one out in the first inning. Delsyth going to work. Here's the windup, the pitch, and it is called a ball, low and in. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Dylan Meyer. Right-hand batter, good hitter for Fort Loramie. Delsyth has got a signal. He twists and turns. Fastball up in the zone. Meyer, hefty cut. Doesn't connect. It's a strike. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Dylan Meyer has played in all 18 games for Fort Loramie. On base percentage, mighty high, right about 430. There's ball two and strike one. 2-1 on Dylan. And I'm really shocked the outfield plays him that shallow. They are up for Dylan Meyer, hard-hitting third batter in the Fort Loramie order. That ball is up over his left elbow, in at the chest, 3-1 on Meyer. One out for Fort Loramie, top of the fourth. St. Henry 3, Fort Loramie nothing. Delsyth goes to work. Jerky move, swing by Dylan Meyer. Blooping ball, short left, shortstop out, lunging, gets a glove on it, can't complete the catch. Ball rolls toward the line, good hustle by the left fielder Schmitz. Gallant try by Austin Zimmerman, single for Dylan Meyer. Base hit for him to left. It was a jam shot, but he muscled one into the outfield. And Fort Loramie's got a runner at first with one down here in the top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, hit off of Zimmerman's glove. You got to credit Schmitz there for being on top of that to get it in fast to prevent that from being a double.
Yep, Dylan Meyer ties the laces down at first. And here's Lucas Brandewee, who bounced into a forced short to second to close out the first inning. St. Henry scored three in the second inning of this game to take a 3-0 lead. They had three hits in the inning, benefited from a walk and a hit batsman. LaGuire and Kunk had singles. Schmitz, a bunt hit on which there was a throwing error. Swing and a miss, a strike. Nothing and one on Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Dylan Meyer at first. Line score in this game, 3-4-0 St. Henry. 0-2, an error for Fort Loramie. Throw to first, diving back in is the Redskin runner. Out of the box is Brandewee getting the signal from third base coach and head coach Jeff Sanders. Delsyth is stretching, delivers a curveball, top of the zone, and he's given the strike. He'll take it. Count 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two in Brandewee. Plate umpire with a consistent broad strike zone. Very open at the top. Here is Delsyth looking at first. 0-2 pitch, wastes it low and away. Ball, two strikes, 1-2. Outfield for Brandewee, a little deeper, not much, than it was for previous Fort Loramie hitters. Look at first by the pitcher Delsyth. He comes home. Fastball scalded, hit hard to center. Center fielder for St. Henry retreats. It's picked off out there by Jack Hilsman. Nice play. Lobs the throw back to second. Runner stays put for Fort Loramie as Brandewee flies out to moderately deep center field. Ball was barreled up. Here's Jace Ruhenkamp. He, too, swings from the right side. Grounded out to third to start the second. Did Ruhenkamp. Fort Loramie runner at first takes the lead. Pitch, curveball, and it is a beauty. As the hitter, Ruhenkamp, was stifled by that pitch. He was motionless. Delsyth snapped it over the plate. Nothing in one. Delivery again. Fouled right back at us. Nothing in two. Top of the fourth inning. St. Henry 3, Fort Loramie nothing here at Day Air Park. And for the first time in a while, the sun sneaks through between the clouds. It's setting so far down behind us, no sun on the field, but we see it out beyond the right field fence. Ground ball back up the middle. Who's going to make a play for St. Henry? Nobody can, as that grounder snakes through the diamond between the second baseman and shortstop. They converged behind the second base bag, but the ball hit by the Fort Loramie batter, Jace Ruhenkamp, finds its way into center. So runners are at first and second for Fort Loramie, and here's where the Fort Loramie Redskins need a big two-base hit to get back in this game. Eli Grudich comes plate-worthy, flew out to right in his first trip. Fort Loramie now with three hits. A couple in this inning by Dylan Meyer and Jace Ruhenkamp. Delsyth pitches, and he whipped a fastball in there right down the pike, strike one on Grudich for Fort Loramie. Grudich is being played sharply around to the right. Left fielder, Brian, is a good 80 feet off the line.
Yeah.
Strike two called, outside corner, just above the waist.
Again, if you could find a way to pull one to left here.
Oh, you could run for all day.
Yep.
All night, I mean. The rest of the day. Pitch to Grudich, nubbed off the end of the bat, foul, he stays alive. Good curveball by Delsyth, almost rung him up. And the count on the Fort Loramie batter is nothing and two. No balls, two strikes. Two on for Fort Loramie here in the top of the fourth. St. Henry in front, three zip. Delsyth works. Fastball, late swing, strike three. Inning over, top of the fourth, history. St. Henry comes to bat in the bottom. St. Henry 3, Fort Loramie nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Up Teddy Guyer back on the bump for Fort Loramie, pitching well in relief of Aiden Burning. A ball, a strike. 1-1 on Austin Kunk. St. Henry went down 1-2-3 in the third against Guyer. Count here on Kunk is 2-1. He singled as part of that three-run rally by St. Henry back in the second. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Kunk. Guyer to the plate. Inside corner at the letter, strike two, 2-2. Like this plate umpire, consistently a big zone, Bryant. Makes the batters take that medal off the shoulders. Swing, high fastball, strikeout for Guyer of Fort Loramie. Kunk is gone. Here's Hudson Schmitz. Bunt single for him back in the second. Three nothing lead for St. Henry. Sky's breaking up a little bit. Forecast for tomorrow, cloudy and chilly. In fact, Brian, have you seen the outlook for May? I saw one prediction. Second coldest May for Ohio in 20 years anticipated.
Wow.
Yeah, not looking forward to that. There's a hard ground ball up the middle. Second baseman for Fort Loramie strolls to his right, back edge of the infield, can't make a play. Zach Dews gave it all he had. Single sharply right back up through the box off the bat of Hudson Schmitz. He's 2-for-2 for St. Henry. And here is Jack Hilsman, center fielder, a senior. Let's see what head coach Mike Gast has in order now with a runner at first and one down.
I don't recall how cool it was exactly all May last year. I remember it being pretty cool, though. I know especially Memorial Day weekend was cool. I remember covering some regional softball that week and it being chilly. And when NATO was down here in Dayton that weekend, I froze for a good part of that. It was much cooler than normal.
Yeah, interestingly, we've not had a real warm, full month of May in a long time. You know, it's generally below normal in May. I think we got spoiled this year. March and April had some warm days, warmer than expected. That kind of spoiled us. Throw to first base, runner back. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Hillsman here for St. Henry. He squares to bunt, takes it. Wiggy outside, and it's 2-1. My mistake. Scoreboard reads 2-0.
You know, thinking back to it, too, I think in a lot of years, recent years, I remember burning when we've had regional baseball going on, and then the following week, it being cooler, at least in Akron anyway, when we've been up there, and we've been up there a lot.
Yep.
Rushi's made it 4 straight years.
Yeah, you're right. We've not had real hot weather in early June for the Akron Baseball State Final Four. Yeah, you're right. 70s, very, very tolerable.
Yes.
Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Jack Hillsman at the plate for St. Henry. One down here in the bottom of the fourth. Runner at first, Teddy Geyer on the mound for Fort Loramie in relief of Aiden Burning. Check at first. Very late swing, a miss. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Hillsman for St. Henry. He was hit by a pitch back in that second inning when St. Henry hung three runs on the scoreboard. Curveball, swing and a miss, steal of second. Throw down is short, gets away, rolls to the second baseman. Runner safe at second, strikeout at the plate. Hillsman goes down. And here is Tate Beckman stepping in. Long, lanky left-hand batter. He has popped to short, hit into a force, short to second. St. Henry has a fourth run out there at second base. Let's see if Geyer can retire Beckman. Oh, it's a good bunt by Beckman. He surprised everybody. Bunted to the third base side of the mound. Geyer comes in, clutches it once, clutches it a second time. No chance. Bunt single all the way for Beckman. And not only does he bat from the left side, he's got strides like an antelope to first. And, Bryant, that's one of those situations where if you do eventually hurry a throw, you might just throw that daggone ball away and you give up a run.
Yes. We've seen stuff like that many times.
Runners at first and third here for St. Henry. Two down in the St. Henry fourth. Runner at first deals second easily. Indifference. No throw down. Drew Langenkamp took a breaking ball over for a strike, nothing and one. Now St. Henry threatens to plate two more, runners at second and third. Here is the stretch by Teddy Geyer. The pitch to Drew Langenkamp in the dirt in the left-hand batter's box. Good smothering job by Dylan Meyer of Fort Loramie. Count is 1-1. Langenkamp has struck out and walked in two at-bats for St. Henry. Outfield for Fort Loramie deep against Drew Langenkamp. Left fielder for Fort Loramie, Lucas Brandewey, is a mile from home plate. Curveball grounded hard back up the middle. Bornhorst to his left. He boots it, can't make a clean play. Ball bounds away from him beyond the second base bag, not quite to center. Run scores from third. Bornhorst got to it, got his glove on it. I think you'd probably have to score that in error, Bryant. It was not a routine play. It was to the left of Bornhorst, to his left. He got to the ball, didn't get squared up in front of it. But The ball climbed up the heel of his mitt and wrist, rolled out beyond second. Run scores for St. Henry, and it's 4-0. There's a steal, a second throw down, not in time. Runner in, taking second base on the first pitch of the plate. So Langenkamp safe at first, steal second, and the official score gave the batter a hit, did not register error number two on Fort Loramie.
And Fort Loramie's score on Game Changer did the same.
And here's a pass ball or wild pitch, gets away at the plate, rolls into fair territory up the first baseline. Coverage by Geyer, flipped to Dylan Meyer, safe as the runner gets in from third. Good hustle by St. Henry.
That was a close play, but he did beat that by about a half second.
Yep. So St. Henry swells the lead to 5-0. Scoring on what I think was a wild pitch. Ball bounced around home. Dylan Meyer did not catch it cleanly. Runner at third now for St. Henry, which is rolling right around the bases. Geyer throws outside, ball three. 3-0 on the hitter here for St. Henry. This has got to be Owen Zimmerman batting. Is that correct, Brian? Breaking ball in at the waist for a strike, 3-1. So Langenkamp gets the infield single. That's the official scoring.
And this is Zimmerman at the plate.
He swings and pulls the ball foul. Grounded at third, 3-2. I think considering Bornhorst had to roam to his left several steps to make the play, even though he did get to it, the batter was credited with an infield single. One of those tricky scoring decisions.
Yes.
Here is the 3-2 pitch to Owen Zimmerman. Runner at third for St. Henry. Strike three called. Geyer breaks one off. It was a nice hook. Excellent overhand curve by Geyer. Strikeout of Zimmerman. St. Henry gets a couple tainted runs here in the bottom of the fourth. We head to the fifth. St. Henry 5, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Up, Chase Bornhorst starts the fifth for Fort Loramie with a number right off the handle of the bat. He goes right back to Delsyth. He hops off the mound, comes down below the dirt, picks it up, and throws to first for the out. That was a two-strike pitch in on the fists of the batter, Bornhorst, and he rolls out to the mound, one away. Play goes from 1-3. Here's Zach Dews, who was out second baseman to first in his initial at-bat. Delsyth into the wind and missed badly high and away. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Dews. Top of the fifth inning. Fort Loramie trails St. Henry 5-0. In our previous broadcast here today, West Liberty Salem defeated Layman Catholic 7-3. Earlier today at 11:30 in a game we did not cover, Botkins was beaten by Newton 2-1. Understand it was not only a walk-off run in the bottom of the seventh, but it was a walk-off home run, more than likely an inside-the-park homer on the warning track in one of the power alleys.
By Austin Tippy of Newton.
Yeah, he's their dynamite number one pitcher, outstanding offensive player. We had an inside-the-park home run in our West Liberty Salem Layman Catholic game. The count has extended to 3-1. 3-1 on Dews here for Fort Loramie. Swinging from the left side. Pitch by Delsyth. There's a two-seamer down and in. And Dews goes over the top. 3-2. Delsyth getting a lot of swings and misses. His pitches are deceptive. Late break. Fort Loramie being fooled. Outstanding show on the mound by Delsyth of St. Henry. Here is the 3-2 offering to Dews that missed. Below his knees on the inside, he's aboard. A walk to Dews, and here is the next hitter for Fort Loramie. It was Burning who started the game on the mound. Now I think it's probably Teddy Geyer. I'm not sure.
Correct.
Yep, Teddy Geyer steps in. Delsyth on the bump for St. Henry. Fires. Check swing in time. It's up high for a ball. Delsyth on the bump this year for St. Henry. 37 1/3. 4-1 record. 22 hits allowed. 9 walks. 38 Ks in 37 1/3 innings. ERA 1.68. Outstanding campaign for the senior right-hander. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Geyer. Fort Loramie batting here in the top of the fifth inning, and a conference ensues halfway between home and third. Top of the fifth, St. Henry 5, Fort Loramie nothing. Thanks to Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, which offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on the Fort Loramie batter, Geyer. Pitch to the plate, missed in, 2-2. Delsyth on the mound for St. Henry as a runner at first. He has allowed 3 hits in this game by Fort Loramie. And the walk to the batter in this inning is lone walk. Another strikeout. Delsyth gets a K Top of the order now for Fort Loramie. Here's Sammy Gubo, who's fanned twice. Delsyth with a strikeout in the first, one in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth, one here in the fifth. He's got six in the game. Delsyth with a peek at first, throws, Gubo, roundhouse cut, comes up empty. No balls, a strike. Well, Bryant, you know, when Sammy Gubo at the top of the order for Fort Loramie is having difficulty making contact against Delsyth, he's got some filthy stuff going.
Yes.
That's up and in, steal a second, throw down's a good one, and the ball is waiting on the runner. He's out. No question. Deuce nailed it second. Fine throw by the St. Henry catcher. Drew Langenkamp with a spot-on throw to his shortstop, Austin Zimmerman. He applied the tag, and the ball was waiting on Deuce. We have played 4.5 here at Day Air Park, home of the Dragons in Dayton. It is 5-0, St. Henry over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It is Colton Rose on the mound for Fort Loramie as he starts action here in the bottom of the fifth for St. Henry. Makes quick work of the initial hitter for St. Henry. Strikes him out on three pitches. And then gets a ground ball off the bat of Carter LaGuire to third. Nice play, Fort Loramie on the left side of the diamond. Throw across in time for the out. Colton Rose looking good on the bump for Fort Loramie. In relief of Geyer, who came on for Burning. Two down quickly for St. Henry here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Colton Rose has thrown 16 innings on the bump so far this year for Fort Loramie. Allowed 14 hits. Has a low earned run average to this point in the campaign. He's done a nice job A ball, a strike, 1-1 on the St. Henry hitter here. Curveball around the plate, missed in. And it's two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Austin Zimmerman. Colton Rose getting a strikeout and a ground out to begin the St. Henry fifth. There's an outside fastball, and it's 3-1. Three balls, a strike on Austin Zimmerman. Jake Schwederman, Carter LaGuire retired to start the frame for St. Henry, which scored 3 in the second, 2 in the fourth. 5 runs, 7 hits for St. Henry. No runs, 3 hits, an error for Fort Loramie. As Zimmerman works the base on balls, he's aboard. Austin Kunk comes plateward for St. Henry, junior second baseman. Runner at first, 2 down for St. Henry. I think we do have a pinch hitter coming up for St. Henry. And we'll check our roster sheet and identify who that is momentarily. Runner at first for St. Henry. Looking that way is the Fort Loramie pitcher, Colton Rose. Delivery, oh, it's a wild one. Right through the left-hand batter's box. Runner on first, down to second easily. And this was taken for a ball. Cale Schwartz, senior for St. Henry, hitting at this spot in the order for Kunk. Runner at second for St. Henry. We saw West Liberty rack up a lot of free bases in the game against Lehman as that contest progressed. St. Henry recording a number of free bases in this contest versus Fort Loramie. 2 down, last of the fifth. Oh, there's a good play call on, I'm sure, Dylan Meyer behind the plate. Flashed something, instructing Colton Rose to throw back to second, safe. Fairly close, good idea, and now a conference on the mound. Counts a ball, no strikes on Schwartz for St. Henry. 2 down, and we're in the last of the fifth, and Fort Loramie trails 5-0. Fort Loramie's had only 3 hits in this game. Day Air Park, what a sight, beautiful place. Great venue for the high school kids to hang out and get a game in during the spring. This event held each year in May. Pitch low in the dirt off the outside corner. Actually, the games begin in April, end in May, span a few weeks through the high school contest. Bryant, you remarked earlier that Moeller is here tomorrow from Cincinnati.
Against St. Xavier, yeah, good one between two GCL foes.
Moeller, St. X tomorrow. Counts 3-0 as Geyer, or I should say as Colton Rose, has fallen behind on Schwartz. Runner camped out at second for St. Henry. 2 down in the inning. Here's a look back at second by Colton Rose. Pitch to Schwartz. Up above his head, ball 4. So Rose, after getting the first 2 out quickly here in the fifth, has seen his command fail a little bit. Walked a couple. And here is Hudson Schmitz to the plate. Senior left fielder for St. Henry. Schmitz batting as a bunt single, a single to the outfield. And he's 2 for 2 according to my scorecard. Pitch runner for St. Henry down at first.
That is Logan Schmitz.
Yep. Logan Schmitz at first. Hudson Schmitz at the plate, batting. 2 on, 2 down. St. Henry, bottom of the fifth. St. Henry in command, 5-0 over Fort Loramie. Here's the stretch by Colton Rose. It's in the dirt, low and away. Bounds away from Meyer, all the way to the screen. Runners move up. Runner at third makes the wide turn. Comes down the line about 20 feet. Puts on the brakes. Pitching is one of those things, Bryant. For a hitter or two, you may have airtight control. You might hit the mitt, the spot, the target regularly, and then, boy, control can leave you just like that.
Yes.
Two on for Colton Rose, and the ball is blooped into short right field. Second baseman for Fort Loramie goes out and catches Zach Dews neatly over his shoulder, sliding to the grass here at Day Air Park, makes the play to prevent St. Henry from scoring. We head to the sixth. St. Henry 5, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, Production Support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Here's Sammy Gubo leading off for Fort Loramie, top of the sixth inning, and he skies a pop-up to short. St. Henry's Austin Zimmerman makes the play to get an out, and then the next hitter for Fort Loramie in the sixth inning, Carson Arnold, hits a flare along the right field line. Boy, they are playing him perfectly. Right fielder for St. Henry drifting over and catching about 5 feet fair. Down the line is Tate Beckman. Well done by St. Henry's defense to record two very quick outs in the top of the sixth inning. Pop up to short. Short fly out to right. Gubo and Arnold retired. Here's Dylan Meyer. First pitch to him, a ball. It looks like Delsyth is in line, Bryant, to go the route. He has spread three hits around. Two of them came back in the fourth when Fort Loramie had a chance. Two on, two out. Grudich struck out. Hit batsman. Dylan Meyer aboard. He's at first. Two down for Fort Loramie, top of the sixth inning. And here is Lucas Brandewee stepping in. Hit into a force, short to second, and flown out to center as Brandewee.
And that was pitch number 80. That is his first hit batter of the game.
Delsyth peers in, gets the signal. Strike called. belt high right over the heart. Nothing and one on Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Short lead at first for Dylan Meyer. Del Scythe into a stretch. Catcher hangs the sign. Ball lined to short. Leaping catch is made. Nicely done. Austin Zimmerman went high to Spirit as that ball off the bat of Brandewee was ticketed for a base hit to left center, but a very good defensive play turned in by St. Henry to end the sixth inning for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the sixth coming up, 5-0 St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com. On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singebush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank. Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Pinch hitter Sam Mormon bats here in the bottom of the sixth for St. Henry and hits a number into the middle of the diamond, and the outplay is made at first. It was close. Mormon hustling down the line was just nipped. The third of three pitchers for Fort Loramie, Colton Rose on the mound. Did he deflect that ball off a bare hand, Bryant? There is a conference ensuing. I'm not sure if we're going to have a pitching change or not. We're in the bottom of the sixth. It is St. Henry 5, Fort Loramie nothing. St. Henry has one down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. No one on. Another pitching change for Fort Loramie upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Yep, here we go in the bottom of the sixth inning. One down for St. Henry. St. Henry on top of Fort Loramie 5-0. Pitching change for Fort Loramie. Carson Arnold is in. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bryant. That's pitcher number four for Fort Loramie in this game. Four pitchers for Fort Loramie. Starting the contest was Burning. He was relieved by Geyer, then Rose, and now Carson Arnold, who's even up two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on this hitter for St. Henry. We've worked back to the top of the order, and Tate Beckman, who pool cues one off the end of the bat, foul to the left, still 2-2. One down for St. Henry, bottom of the sixth, Max Delsythe working on a three-hit shutout for St. Henry in this game. He'll return to the bump in the top of the seventh to try to conclude festivities here at Day Air Park for the night. Count is full, 3-2 on Tate Beckman of St. Henry. Beckman is singled. Popped to short, hit into a force at second. Here's the windup pitch to the plate. Beckman sprays it foul to the left. Earlier today, in walk-off fashion in the seventh, Newton beat Botkins 2-1. In a game we covered, first pitch at 4 here on Scores Broadcast. Lehman Catholic, West Liberty Salem. The Tigers beat the Cavaliers 7-3. And here tonight, it's Fort Loramie trailing St. Henry 5-0. There's a big breaking curveball timed nicely by the hitter, Beckman, and he scalds a line drive between first and second. Second baseman had no chance into right field, a base hit. Single for Beckman with one down here in the seventh for St. Henry. The hitter scheduled is Drew Langenkamp, but a pinch hitter steps in for the St. Henry Redskins. We'll check out that number as soon as...
That is Zach Buescher.
Zach Buescher hits from the right side, coming off the bench. Both teams making sure that a lot of players see action tonight here at Day Air Park in a 5-0 game in the bottom of the sixth. St. Henry in the lead. Runner going. Pitch up and in. Throw down to second. Late. High and wide. The count of ball, a strike on Buescher. Runner now at second for St. Henry. One down in the inning. Buescher out of the box. Talks to Mike Gast, third base coach and head coach for St. Henry. And St. Henry employs a pinch runner out at second for Beckman, who singled hard into right field.
That is Beckman's fourth stolen base of the day.
Yeah, St. Henry has picked up a number of free bases in this game, as we've commented, more than once. Here is the check of the runner at second by the pitcher for Fort Loramie, Arnold. Delivering to the plate. Ball lofted to right. Right fielder for Fort Loramie. Goes toward the line, cradles the catch, makes a great throw across the diamond to third as the runner tagged and got in safely, just beating the tag attempt. Good throw from right field by Fort Loramie's outfielder. Nicely done by Carson Arnold as he threw a strike to third base. Runner steaked in just barely ahead of the tag. Runner at third, two down, St. Henry, bottom of the sixth. And St. Henry leads Fort Loramie by a 5-0 count. Carson Arnold pitches, and the ball is belted hard to deep center field. Way back, center fielder for Fort Loramie to the track. Can't get it. Ball is rolling away all the way to the fence near the 400 sign. The batter runner for St. Henry tries to turn it into an inside-the-park home run, and he cannot do it. He's out at the plate. Great tag by the Fort Loramie catcher, Dylan Meyer. That ball was hit a country mile. I'm not sure who that was batting, Bryant. Was that Langenkamp or Zimmerman who struck that ball to the fence?
That was Zimmerman.
Yep, Owen Zimmerman clouded one really deep to center. It got out there in a jiffy. Ricocheted off the center field wall, 400-plus feet from home. But Zimmerman was nipped at the plate. Very good throw from the outfield. Fine relay home. Dylan Meyer with a splendid tag to get the out.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a little close at the plate, and it was. He tried to scooch around Meyer there,
yep.
But Meyer's still able to reach and get him.
A run did score in the frame. Second run denied. We go to the seventh. St. Henry 6, Fort Loramie nothing here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Uh-oh. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
And welcome back here to Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons in Dayton. St. Henry retired in the bottom of the sixth inning as Zimmerman tried to circle the bases and make it the third inside the park homer of the day. And Newton won game one with a homer in the bottom of the seventh. West Liberty Salem had one in the game we covered here on Scorers Broadcast, game two of the day in the Bob Ross Classic here at Day Air Park. And here in game three, Owen Zimmerman for St. Henry tried to make it the third inside the park home run in high school baseball of this day here at the home of the Dragons, and he was nailed out at the plate. First batter for Fort Loramie, starting off the top of the seventh as we were talking, swings and misses on strike two, strike three, and is quickly retired. One up, one down for Fort Loramie here in the seventh. Delsyth on the bump, trying to complete a three-hit shutout. I think he's at the seven in the way of strikeouts with this last one here. Eli Grudich at the plate. He's flown to right, and Cade. Delsyth has been masterful. Pitch count is well below 100. Here's the windup by Max. Fires, fastball. Foul to the screen. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Grudich. Chase Bornhorst on deck. 5-6-0 St. Henry, which did tally a sixth run there in the sixth. Three in the second, two in the fourth. Delsyth gets a curveball in there. Swing and a miss. Ball rolls away from the catcher. Throw to first out. Two down for Fort Loramie here in the top of the seventh inning. Two strikeouts in this inning for Delsyth. He had one in the previous frame. Going back, he had two in the fourth. That's five. He had a strikeout in the third. That's sixth. And one in the first, one in the second. Eight total Ks unofficially for Delsyth in this game. Here is a check swing and a ball to Fort Loramie's new hitter, Bornhorst, with two down in the seventh. St. Henry en route to a 6-0 triumph. Six runs, nine hits for St. Henry. No runs, three hits, an error for Fort Loramie. There's a ball shot foul to the right over the Fort Loramie dugout, and it's a ball, a strike, one and one. So many thanks to our great sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. A quick turnaround coverage of Game 2, not our usual pregame segment. So we've done our best to get every single sponsor in twice here today for our two games of coverage. Bornhorst looks at strike two, and the St. Henry fans whoop it up. St. Henry one pitch away from closing out the contest. Delsyth fires, curveball, swing and a miss. That was a dandy, good way to end it for Max Delsyth for St. Henry. He snapped off a curve. He strikes out the side in the seventh inning. And I think unofficially that might have been 8, 9, 10 strikeouts totaled by Delsyth as he whiffed three in the seventh. We'll return to wrap it up in a few minutes. Fort Loramie 5, or I should say St. Henry 5. Fort Loramie nothing as the Redskins beat the Redskins. The MAC over the Shelby County Athletic League here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I stand corrected. 6-0 final score, St. Henry over Fort Loramie. I may have mistakenly said 5-6 zip. St. Henry victorious over Fort Loramie here in the final game at Day Air Park on this Saturday, May 2nd. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market. We've gone local to serve you better than ever before. The go-to store is now Schaefer in Fort Loramie, offering just exactly what you wanted. Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. You'll love the new smoothie machine, fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. On the other end of town, North Main and Fort Loramie, It's the Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today on South Main. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Frisch's on Route 47, west of I-75, still there, going strong, as popular as ever. Don't forget, it's Taco Thursday from 11 to 7 at Frisch's in Sydney on Route 47. Iconic Big Boy still at Frisch's, that original fish sandwich, delicious chili and vegetable soup, crispy onion rings, and that superb hot fudge cake and more. Don't forget the breakfast bar, open 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 on weekends, till 9 on weeknights. And the dinner menu is going very well. It's as popular as ever. Spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and a variety of other dinners, too. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. And a reminder, it's Taco Thursday from 11 to 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. And we've talked a few times here today about the Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, outstanding sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Cutaway Styling Salon, located on Elm Street. It's the family salon for all the kids, the adult children, mom and dad, styling for 40 years. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Chris Siegel, Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to our great underwriting sponsors here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. We had a shortened pregame in advance of the final broadcast of the night. After the close of the second game. So it's been a challenge to squeeze all sponsors in. We may have missed one or two, but if you weren't heard in game two, you were heard in game one. Thanks so much to our great underwriting sponsors here on Scores Broadcast. I'd like to remind folks about Loramie Brewing, North Main and Fort Loramie. Fine cuisine, fresh food made daily at Loramie Brewing Company. We recommend the pizza, the Buckeye pretzel bites. I've had them. They are fantastic. Definitely a thumbs up. You're cheerfully greeted when you come in at Loramie Brewing, and the food and service don't disappoint. They are great. It's a gem, no question about it. Loramie Brewing Company, North Main and Fort Loramie. A variety of pizza choices. Plus, for the kids, mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza, carry out, eat in, order online, make it a family affair at the Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. And don't forget, every other Wednesday, have a blast and a brew. It is trivia night. Well done pitching job here tonight, Bryant, by Max Delsaite of St. Henry. He was outstanding. I had him for 10 Ks, gave up 3 hits. He is our St. Henry star for sure. No doubt about it. Let's take a look at the scorebook. Our Fort Loramie Sour Mugs player of this game. I'm not sure. 4 different pitchers were utilized by head coach Jeff Sanders.
I would give it to Meyer.
Dylan Meyer, outstanding receiving job behind the plate. Caught a foul pop or two, made a great tag at the plate. And Dylan also smacked a hit, was 1 for 2, hit by a pitch. His out was a hard line drive to deep left. I'd give it to Dylan Meyer. Dylan Meyer, our Sour Mug star of the game for Fort Loramie. And Max Delsyth wins it going away for St. Henry. St. Henry, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Fort Loramie, no runs, 3 hits, an error. Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is coming up Thursday. Anna at Fort Loramie for the Shelby County Athletic League title. That's coming up this Thursday on scoresbroadcast.com. First pitch at 5. We are online, on the air, at 4:25 this coming Thursday from Fort Loramie. Final score here tonight, 6-0. St. Henry victorious over Fort Loramie earlier today. West Liberty Salem 7, Layman Catholic 3. In the 11:30 tilt, Newton in the 7th inning walked off against Botkins by a score of 2-1. Enjoyed it, Bryant. Your observations of the day. You saw game 3, well pitched by St. Henry. A big second inning by St. Henry, taking advantage of some free bases given up by Fort Loramie. And Fort Loramie used it as a test, I think, for 4 pitchers to get them tuned up. They all got some work as Fort Loramie primes itself for the stretch run and then the tournament. Meanwhile, St. Henry, now 14-2, will be a top seed in the Northwest District in Division 6. St. Henry still not out of the running in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Keep in mind, Coldwater unbeaten, does have a game to finish against Delta St. John's. Coldwater is down 3-4-1 in the fourth. St. Henry, with the loss this past Thursday, though, bowing to Parkway 6-5, has lost two now in the MAC. St. Henry 14-2 on the year.
Delsyth was just amazing today, Jack. This was worth coming for any baseball fan, just to be able to see a pitching performance like that. Always something to be able to see somebody who's on, and Delsyth was just on consistently today. You ran over the stat line, but one other thing, he got through on 95 pitches today. 65 of them were strikes. Really masterful performance. And you talked a lot about Beckman, too. He was really something to watch at the top of the lineup for St. Henry there. The Redskins there have a really solid, their entire top of the lineup is solid, but Beckman especially is a great leadoff hitter, everything you could want at leadoff.
Well, as you look down through the lineup, it is senior-laden, a few juniors sprinkled in. Austin Zimmerman, a sophomore. It's an experienced club. And you had a 12th grade hurler on the mound, Max Delsyth. He was exceptionally good. Fort Loramie plays Fairlawn on Monday on the road, and then Fort Loramie is home to Anna next Thursday. Fort Loramie now 13-6. Meanwhile, St. Henry increases its mark to 14-2 on the year. There is a tie on the books with Anna, a 3-3 game that I think is set to be finished on May 16th. Yeah, that's the plan. May 16th, St. Henry, Anna will wind up that tie. St. Henry now 14-2 on the year. Next game for St. Henry on the road at Versailles in MAC play on Tuesday night. A busy week at Ansonia on Wednesday, Fort Recovery Thursday at home, Eaton at home on Friday. Enjoyed it, Bryant. Thanks so much for riding along with us. Game three here at the Bob Ross Showcase at Day Air Park in Dayton. A lot of fun as St. Henry finishes off the night in grand style with a 5-0 shutout of Fort Loramie. When a pitcher is throwing that well, it's really tough. It's really tough to find your way back into the ball game. All he needed was a 3-run second. He would have cruised based on those three. St. Henry added three more, and it was simply a cushion that Delsyth was not going to give up.
It just, again, really fun to watch somebody who's on like he was today.
Thanks so much for joining us, all you all online listeners. Thank you for tuning in, joining free of charge here on scoresbroadcast.com, supported by business and industry. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to Bryant Billing here alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from Day Air Park. We'll talk to you again on Thursday from Fort Loramie as the Redskins take on the Anna Rockets for the top spot in the SCAL. Fort Loramie's unbeaten in league play. Anna's lost one. Thursday action, first pitch at 5, online at 4:25 on Thursday. 6-0 tonight, St. Henry beats Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com. And thank you, fans, very much.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous
long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play
without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie.
The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Recent hiring and company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring.
Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster.
If you want to
buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant.
Securecom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using Securecom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn.
Are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney? We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.